Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
That is not true, Susie said. That was a few years ago. I'd been explaining to Susie how important she was to me. I'd been using a well-rehearsed phrase that I developed about God being first in my life, and then Susie, and then the children, and then everything else after work. Of course, the problem was, that's not how I acted. That's not how I spent my money, and that is not how I spent my time. It was a bit of a wake-up call. More likely, I was put work first, followed by maybe the children, then God, and poor old Susie came last. I can say it's a bit of a wake-up call when Susie called the truth of my actions out in the lie of my words. I wonder what you would say is most important in your life. I wonder what you might say is most important in the life of this church. I ask that question because I believe the parables that we've been hearing from the Gospel of Matthew over the last few weeks and the parables we've heard today will reveal to us the most important thing, both as individuals and as a church. And I think we're going to discover that we don't spend our time or our money in a way that reflects these commandments from Jesus. And I think Jesus is going to require a response from us as a church and individually on the truth of our actions. Over the last few weeks, we've seen revealed to us through many parables the truth of what God would have us do. The parable of the sower, the weeds, the mustard seed, the yeast, the hidden treasure, the pearl, and then the net. We see Jesus focusing on the most important thing for us as followers of him, both individually and as a church. And then today he summarizes it in just a few words. The kingdom of heaven, he says, is like treasure hidden in the field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. I wonder what that might mean to you. The kingdom of heaven, what we hear called the kingdom of God elsewhere in the Gospels. Knowing Jesus, seeing Jesus' kingdom come, is the most important thing for any human on this earth, to discover that, and is the most important thing for us as a church to focus on. And he says it in 35 words. But just in case it's unclear, he says it again. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had bought. 30 words, just in case 35 were too much. There is nothing more important than knowing God for any human being on this earth, in my opinion and from what I read in the Bible. If you have to sell everything you have to discover that, then do it. Jesus, of course, goes on to explain what happens for those that choose not to. And it's not great news, is it? And then Jesus, in one of these few exasperated moments, says, "Have you understood all these things?" I can almost picture him, "Do you understand?" emphasizing the importance of what he's just said. There is nothing more important, I say again, for any church than to share the love of God. If we have to sell everything, if we have to shut our buildings down, stop our services, if we have to get rid of both buildings, all the services, then actually, to share the love of God, then we should do it. That is the most important thing for us. So what does it really mean, both individually and as a church? What does it mean for us now? What I want to suggest to you, before I move on and focus on a church, I want to suggest to you that this week, ask yourself this one question. Am I willing to put God first? It's not an easy thing to do. But I think today, there are, as I was preparing this, I really felt the Spirit nudge me about and say to me, actually, there are people ready to move on and put God first. Stop messing around with this thing. So ponder on that this week. Are you willing to put God first? But it's also something for us as a church, isn't it? Serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship is our purpose. That's what we say. It's what's on top of the banner. It's there every week. We get so used to it, don't we, that we miss it. Is sharing God's love really our purpose, or is it just a few words that Max made us put on a banner? If it is our purpose, I'm not sure that our actions show the truth to Jesus. Let me explain to you why. If we share God's love as a church, then we can rightly expect to grow as a church, both in number and depth. And this is all before COVID. Doesn't matter about COVID. If we honour God, put him first as a church, we can expect to grow in number and depth. But the truth is, if we just play with it, we will decline as a church. We will end up being just caretakers. And the church will die, or we will die first, whichever comes first. Now, it's not something I see when I look out to you. I don't see people who are, you know, want to be caretakers of a dying church. I see people who do want to put God first. But if we want to put God first, then we've got to put God first. I know that sounds odd, but let me show you by sharing a simple thing that you've probably seen before. You see, life just cracks on. Things get in the way of us as individuals. You know, COVID turns up, and so the church practically shuts down, and, you know, things get in the way. Things get in the way personally. You become ill. Birthdays, Christmas, holidays, job losses, troubles. Things get in the way if we don't put God first. And then when it comes to loving God and loving people, which are the important things that we should be doing, we simply cannot fit them in. But the truth of the matter is, if we put God first, if we put loving God and loving people first, then it doesn't matter about COVID. It doesn't matter about the troubles that come our way. It doesn't matter about holidays. It doesn't matter about the garden. It doesn't matter about the clubs. It doesn't matter about all sorts of things. They still fit in if we put God first. That's true for us individually, and it's true for us as a church. So let me cut to the chase. Raise your hand for me if, as a child, someone told you about Jesus. Maybe you went to church. Maybe you chose to make a decision as a child. Now look around the room. True as ever, I'm sure Peter's done this as well. True as ever, the vast majority of people, you can put your hands down now, in the room, heard about Jesus as a child. Any survey you come across will tell you over 75% of people first made a decision about Jesus as a child. Thriving, growing churches make children's and youth work the main thing. Churches that want to die, or churches that are dying, ignore children's and youth work. It's not, you know, it's not that it's my favourite topic or anything. It's just the reality of the situation. Look around at churches that you respect, that you see growing. They will have thriving youth and children's work. Of course, we need to reach the other 25%, but not at the cost of reaching that 75%. If we want to see this church grow, then we need to do that. And yet, for years, you and I have let a few people deal with the children and youth work. We haven't made it the main thing. And I'm as guilty as the next person. As I read the prodigal son parable again a couple of weeks ago, I just felt absolutely convicted about how much the Father loves us as his children and how much we need to love the children of Bedhampton as our Father loves us, to put God's children in Bedhampton first. The problem is, you see, we've been trying to use time and energy that's left over from all the other things that we've been getting on with. And as we've seen, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't fit. It needs to be, I'm absolutely sure, not just on the hearts of a few people, but on the hearts of all of us here. Unless we're just happy to be caretakers of a dying church. But that's not what I see when I see you. And I don't want to lead that type of church. So here's the plan. We have been praying for children's and youth work ever since I've been here for the last 3 years, and I'm sure you were praying for it before I turned up. Waiting for someone to stand up to take away this troublesome problem of children. But over the last year, I've become more and more convinced that to see God's kingdom come, it's not about someone, it's about everyone. If the lack of progress in this area really hurt us, then I would have a line of people around the rectory on a Monday morning demanding to know what we're doing about the children's and youth work in this place. And I've had one person. I do want to convict us. I'm not telling you off. I'm just saying one person has hammered me on this for the last year or so, and it should be all of us. It should be all of us. So here's what we're going to do. It will become the number one agenda item on every leadership meeting, every PCC, every Monday morning staff meeting, every warden's meeting. It will be the number one item. And the number one question will be, what have we done this week to move towards making children and youth work the number one priority in Bedhampton? I won't be able to hide. We won't be able to hide. All services, this is really difficult, this bit, all services will be child accessible. How do you make a communion service child accessible? We're going to learn. For every service, you know, I'm not just going to get Grace up to score my jokes. We're going to have children involved somehow, and we're going to be on a journey of that, and it's going to be difficult, and it'll feel weird, and it'll be noisy and messy, and it will be perfect. And I'm going to find someone. I'm going to find a child advocate. Not someone who's going to do the work, but someone who's going to keep me and you accountable to this day when we said children's and youth work is a priority in this church. If you think you are that child advocate, come and see me. We will find someone who will then be invited, who will have my permission to come to any leadership meeting. I will second them to the PCC with the help of the PCC, and they will be able to challenge us at any point. A child advocate, someone who's willing to make me accountable so that this is not just words for today. If you know anyone, if any God puts anyone on your heart about that, tell me, tell them, let's get this done. because this needs to be the priority here for us if we want to move on. In short, children's and youth work will be the priority for us, and we will grow as a church if we make that the main thing. Because I believe that if we do, God will honour that and respond. But he'll also honour that question that you asked yourselves earlier on. So as we move forward as a church, making God and his children the main thing, go away this week and ask yourself that question as well. Because if you do make him the main thing, he will respond.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.